After stepping for the Lord, we pray. Father, we come before you this morning. Lord, your word declares that Jesus is the good shepherd and that we know his voice. And Lord, I pray that every single person knows the voice of Jesus,
is led by Jesus, and is walking in the path that Jesus wants him to walk in. So, Father, this morning as we go through your word, we pray for understanding. We pray that you open our eyes, that we may see and that we may understand and that we may walk in the way that we should go. And so we ask you this morning, Lord, to bless us with your word. In Jesus' name, amen. This morning we're going to be looking at the Good Shepherd. And that's essentially found in John chapter 10. But before we look at John chapter 10 this morning, I want us to understand why Jesus says what he says in this chapter. You see, in John chapter 9, we see a man who was born blind, healed by Jesus. And we looked at this in more detail in the healing of the blind. But spiritually, what it declares to us is that all are born blind, all are born deaf, all are lame, and all are dead in their sins until Jesus heals us and gives us eternal life. And the Pharisees are offended by the fact that the man is healed. And so in verse 34 we see that they cast the man out. And what it means is that they excommunicated the man. Because Jesus will cause every man to make a choice about him. You see, the light shines in the darkness and it divides. It brings people to a place of making a decision. And this man is healed, and we have the Pharisees that come against Christ for it, and we have the people, some of them, who love Christ for it. And so Jesus in John chapter 10 deals essentially with the Pharisees and their attitude towards Christ. Jesus openly declared that there were two roads, and that there were two types of people essentially. Those who believe in him, and those who reject him, the sheep and the goats. And it's essentially a parable about that. So open with me first to John chapter 9, and we'll read from verse 39. And Jesus said, "For judgment I am come into this world, that they which see not might see, and that they which see might be made blind." And it's an interesting verse explained better in the Amplified, which reads, Jesus said, "I came into this world for judgment, as a separator, in order that there may be a separation between those who believe on me and those who reject me, to make the blind see, and that those who see, that they may become blind." You see, Jesus came to judge the world, to separate it. And the word judgment there is also crisis. In other words, where Jesus is, there is a crisis, there is a division, there is a judgment, because when the sword of the Lord comes amongst you, there must be a choice. Which way are you going? And this is the whole thing about the truth and what Jesus said about truth. Truth divides. Because every man is called to make a choice. Are you for Jesus or are you against Jesus? It's as simple as that. There is nothing in the Word of God that tells us that we can remain neutral. In fact, Herod loved the preaching of John the Baptist, but refused to make a decision. And eventually, his non-choice was a choice made for him against Christ. So you cannot stay neutral with regards to Jesus Christ. Jesus said, he came for a division. He came for a separation. He came to divide those who love him against those who have rejected him. Verse 40. And some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words, and they said unto him, "Are we blind also?" And Jesus said unto them, "If you were blind, you should have no sin. But now ye say, 'We see,' therefore your sin remaineth." Well, look with me in Matthew chapter 9. And this is an interesting concept. Because you say you see, you are blind. You see, people that believe that they don't need a Savior, there's a sad truth in the Word of God. Jesus never came for them. You see, we have to come to the place where we know that we're in sin, where we know that we need a Savior, where we know that Jesus needs to save us. Look at Matthew chapter 9 and verse 12. And when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, "They that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick." You see, if you know that you're a sinner, Jesus will forgive you. But if you say that you see that you are perfect, that you have it all figured out, that you don't need a Savior because you are a righteous person, your sin will remain. And so Jesus says, I've come to two groups of people essentially, those who accept me, those that reject me. But those that think that they don't need me, I haven't really come for them. Look at Matthew chapter 13. And we will read from verse 13. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seen, see not. Well, you see, they think that they can see, but Jesus says they're actually blind. And hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, by hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand. And seeing ye shall see, and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. And this gives the idea that people can see, but they don't want to. And they can hear, but they don't want to. They are capable of understanding, but refuse to accept the truth. And the word waxed here is used to illustrate that these people became stupid, or inattentive, or dull and callous, little by little, until they were past normal obedience to truth and righteousness. You see, the Bible tells us that Jesus has revealed Himself to all men. But the problem is that most men don't want Jesus. Most men love the world. Most men reject Christ. And so what happens is, little by little in their lives, they start switching their members in a sense off. I don't want to see Christ. I don't want to hear His words. I don't want to hear Him calling me. Because if I respond, it means that I have to change. It means that I have to give up this world. In the context of eternity, it's not really giving up anything, is it? But the problem is, man looks to this world and they say, this is it. I need to have everything now. I want everything now.